Chapter 6. Like a Bird Herself. I am very glad you came with me, Mrs. Hale, as it would be real lonely for me sitting here alone, said Mrs. Peters, moving away from the birdcage. Yes, it would, wouldn't it? Agreed Mrs. Hale, determined to make her voice sound natural. She had picked up the sewing, but now it dropped in her lap, and she spoke in a different voice. But I tell you what I do wish, Mrs. Peters, is that I had come over sometimes when she was here. But you were very busy with your home and children, Mrs. Hale. I could have come. I stayed away because it wasn't cheerful, and that's why I ought to have come. She looked around, saying, I've never liked this place, maybe because it's down in a hollow and you don't see the road. I don't really know what it is, but it's a lonely place, and always was. But I so wish I'd come over to see Minnie Foster sometimes, because I can see now. She did not put the rest of her thoughts into words. Well, you mustn't be too hard on yourself, because somehow we just don't see how it is with other folks until something comes up, said Mrs. Peters, in a tone meant to be comforting. Not having children makes less work, but it makes a quiet house. And Wright was out to work all day, and no company when he did come in, Mrs. Hale said, deep in thought, after a short silence. Did you know John Wright, Mrs. Peters? Not really. I've seen him in town, and they say he was a good man, said the sheriff's wife. Yes, good, admitted John Wright's neighbor, with her lips pulled tight. He didn't drink, and kept his word as well as most, I guess, and paid his debts. But he was a hard man, Mrs. Peters, and just to pass the time of day with him was like a raw wind that gets to your bones. She stopped and shivered a little. Her eye fell upon the cage before her, and she added, almost bitterly, I should think she would have wanted a bird. Suddenly she leaned forward, looking at the cage with her full attention. But what do you suppose went wrong with it? I don't know. Maybe it got sick and died, suggested Mrs. Peters. But after she said it, she reached over and swung the broken door, and both women watched as if somehow held by it. You didn't know her? Mrs. Hale asked with a gentler note. Not until they brought her yesterday, said the sheriff's wife. Come to think of it, she was kind of like a bird herself, Mrs. Hale said, as she thought about the Minnie Foster she used to know. She was real sweet and pretty, but kind of nervous and fluttery. How she did change. Mrs. Hale went quiet, and then finally, as if struck with a happy thought and relieved to get back to everyday things, she cried out, Tell you what, Mrs. Peters, why don't you take the quilt in with you, as it might take up her mind? Why, I think that's a real nice idea, Mrs. Hale, agreed the sheriff's wife, as if she, too, were glad to just think of a simple kindness. They couldn't possibly object to that, could they? Now, just what will I take? I wonder if her patches are in here with her sewing things. They turned to the sewing basket. Here's some red, said Mrs. Hale, bringing out a roll of cloth. Underneath it was a small box. Here, maybe her scissors are in here, she said, holding it up. What a pretty box. I'm sure it was something she had a long time ago when she was a girl. Mrs. Hale held the box in her hands a moment, then, with a little sigh, opened it. Instantly, her hand went to her nose. Why? Mrs. Peters drew nearer, then turned away in disgust at the smell. There's something strange wrapped up in this piece of silk, Mrs. Hale said nervously. Her hand shaking, she raised the object and cried, Oh, Mrs. Peters, it's... Mrs. Peters bent closer. It's the bird, she whispered. But look at it, cried Mrs. Hale. Its neck! Look at its neck! It's all to the other side! She held the box away, but the sheriff's wife bent closer. Somebody broke its neck, she said in a voice that was slow and deep. And then again the eyes of the two women met, this time held together in a look of dawning understanding, of growing horror.